Yeah, so at the moment, look, things are tightening up with the models at the moment. We'll know more tomorrow at 11 o'clock, but we're just very, you know, we're watching an East Coast low developing that'll sort of track down the sort of East Coast tomorrow and then and take a turn back in towards the state, you know, during Friday. Now, you know, there's a high level of uncertainty at the moment with this situation. We're watching it closely with the Bureau, but... Yeah, it's anticipated that there's a high volume of rainfall in this, with the most significant impact during Friday potentially, with some rainfall values up around potentially the 100 mil of rain over definitive periods of time, but also potential for thunderstorm cells as well with this, which is going to increase the rainfall value significantly during that period if that actually eventuates. So. So at the moment we're planning, obviously, to give the public a heads up in the southeast of the state, up the east coast of the state, in anticipation that this event, there's a high level of uncertainty in regard to where it's actually going to hit landfall. So the messaging in this is: look, remain vigilant, keep abreast of the situation as it emerges via the SES Facebook page as well as the SES website. And the Bureau of Meteorology website, and ensure that you you're prepared, and more importantly, in the middle of this event, whatever arises, don't put yourself at risk by endeavouring to drive through floodwaters or otherwise, in recognition that flash flooding has significant potential given the amount of rain that has potential to fall.
So do Tasmanians need to take serious weather forecasts more seriously?
Yeah. So look, East Coast low has caused Tasmania a bit of grief, and we've certainly seen this over Hobart in 2018. You know, a similar situation with that East Coast low developing, making its way sort of across the Hobart area, but also thunderstorm cells following a pathway through Hobart. You know, where we saw rainfall values basically. Drop for drop on the mountain and in the Hobart CBD for an extended period, which, caused a massive amount of disruption, significant flooding, So, look, we do treat these things seriously, and although, there is a lot of potential for sort of change in this, it's essential that Tasmanians understand the significance of these events and do remain vigilant in regard to understanding the situation as it evolves.
And what about the weather situation here on the northwest coast? Are we going to see any, wash in the wake of that?
Yeah. So, look, potentially, as indicated, Lee, it's sort of originating with the southeasterly winds. It's going to enter the state sort of from on the east coast. But like all of these things, there's a lot of potential for this system to, basically do what it wants to do. We're looking at potential rainfall into the Central Highlands area, but as this thing sort of dissipates out sort of to the east, there's a high level of uncertainty still. But look, with these East Coast lows comes some weather behaviour that has potential for, rainfall impact across the state. But based on the scenario we know at the moment, still Tasmanians need to be vigilant up in the northwest coast area. But, still remain abreast of it because, the rainfall values are subject to all sorts of conditions that have potential to change quite rapidly.
It is a hairy-looking system, but still the barometric pressure not really dropping too low.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, and this is what we're in discussion with the Bureau today as well, in regard to this. The Bureau are keeping a close eye on this, and they consider all of these factors. They've got a number of models that they're actually looking at now, and as we start to get closer to this event, these models will start to tighten up, and we'll have clearer data in regard to the actual situation.
All right. Yeah. Leon Smith, Acting Director with the SES, thank you so much for that quick insight as to what will be happening with the weather over the next couple of days, and we hope that it's not as bad as the forecast suggests.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, thanks for your support, Lee. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.